Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi to hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, says scheme transformed India's infrastructure, enhanced connectivity and fulfilling vision of Vikasit Bharat. Poland announces plans to temporarily suspend right to apply for asylum to combat irregular migration. In table tennis, Indian pair of Aika Mukherjee and Sutirtha Mukherjee clinches historic bronze medal in women's doubles at Asian Championships in Kazakhstan. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on Australia at Sharjah this evening for a spot in semi-finals. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi this morning. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. During her visit, the president will hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. Our correspondent covering president's visit has filed this report.
The president is scheduled to reach Algiers around 9 p.m. Indian time. During the three-day visit to Algeria, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Abdel Majid Tebboune, and other major leaders. The President will also visit the cultural and historical sites of Algeria like Makam Ijahid, the Martyrs Memorial, where she will be laying the wreath. The President will also visit the Roman ruins, Mausoleum, Hama Garden. The President is also scheduled to address the India-Algeria Economic Forum. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th October, and on the final leg, President will visit Malawi from 17 to 19th October. During the visit to these countries, the President is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the leadership and also to interact with key trade and industrial leaders and the Indian diaspora. Mayusha for Akashwani News.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the assembly on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The assembly will continue till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva tomorrow. Besides, he will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the assembly. The delegation comprises Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Singh, Secretary General of both the houses and various other members of parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, stating that the scheme has emerged as transformative initiative in revolutionizing India's infrastructure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Gati Shakti has significantly enhanced multimodal connectivity, driving faster and more efficient development across sectors. He added that the seamless integration of various stakeholders has led to boosting logistics, reducing delays, and creating new opportunities for several people. The Prime Minister also said that with Gati Shakti, the country is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Vikasit Bharat, and it will encourage progress, entrepreneurship, and innovation. We have a report.
PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan has incorporated 44 central ministries and 36 states and union territories in the planning and execution of infrastructure projects. This initiative has achieved a milestone by assessing 200 big-ticket infrastructure projects worth over 15 lakh crore rupees of various ministries. The National Logistics Policy under this scheme aims to reduce logistics cost, improve India's Logistics Performance Index, ranking to be among the top 25 countries by 2030 and promote data-driven decision-making. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Registration has begun for the Prime Minister's internship scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The objective of the project is to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. The total cost of the pilot project is 800 crore rupees. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has vowed strict action against those responsible for taking law into their hands following the killing of former state minister and NCP leader Baba Siddiqui. The NCP leader was shot dead by unidentified attackers in Mumbai last evening. Calling the incident as extremely unfortunate, Chief Minister Shinde told media that two suspects have been arrested with one still at large. He said the trial of the murder case will take place in a fast-track court. An earthquake of 4.2 magnitude on the Richter scale jolted parts of central Assam this morning. There are no reports of any casualty or damage to property so far. The epicenter of the earthquake was in Udalguri district on the northern bank of Brahmaputra River. Another moderate earthquake measuring 4.3 magnitude struck the Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir early this morning. The epicenter of the earthquake was Gundo. Well, this is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has announced plans to temporarily suspend the right to apply for asylum. The measure comes as part of a new governmental strategy which is aimed at drastically decreasing irregular migration and all the negative consequences that it brings to the country. During a speech at a political convention in Warsaw yesterday, Prime Minister Tusk emphasized the need for European recognition of Poland's decision, explaining that the right to asylum is being exploited by hostile nations and human traffickers. He said Poland must regain full control over who enters the country, assuring that the government would minimize illegal migration. Mr. Tusk also stressed that Poland will not adopt any EU policies that jeopardize its security. He further emphasized the importance of integration for those wishing to stay in Poland long-term, citing Germany's past failure to prioritize this in its migration policy. The death toll from Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon on strongholds of armed group Hezbollah has reached over 1,600 since escalation of the conflict in the region in September this year. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces yesterday reported that about 90 rockets and missiles were fired into the country from Lebanon, which was intercepted along with two drones. According to Israeli Army, no casualties were reported. Amid the escalating tensions in West Asia, Permanent Mission of India to United Nations said that India, as a major troop-contributing country, aligns itself fully with the joint statement issued by the 34 United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFL. Taking to social media platform, the Permanent Mission said that the safety and security of the peacekeepers are of paramount importance in accordance with the existing resolution of the UN Security Council. The statement came after two UN peacekeepers were injured in an Israeli strike in Lebanon as it was engaging Hezbollah. The Ministry of Home Affairs has requested all central departments and administrations in states and union territories to fly United Nations flag along with the national tricolour atop all important buildings in the country on 24th October this month to mark United Nations Day. The directive issued by the ministry states that the United Nations flag is not to be flown on the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Vice President's House, Parliament House, Supreme Court Building, Raj Bhavans, Raj Nivasas, or buildings housing legislative councils, legislative assemblies and high courts across the country. International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction is being observed today. The day highlights the crucial role of education in reducing disaster risks globally. This year's theme focuses on empowering the next generation for a resilient future. In his message on the occasion, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged global action to protect children who are increasingly vulnerable to climate-driven disasters. Mr. Guterres called for universal early warning systems, disaster-resilient schools, and involvement of young people in building resilience. Durga Puja, one of the most significant religious festivals in India, is culminating today with the immersion of Goddess Durga's idols in water bodies. Idols from various temples and neighborhoods are being taken in procession on decorated trucks for the immersion. In West Bengal, immersion of idols began on Vijayadashmi today. Administration has made security arrangements at the banks of important rivers and ponds. On the occasion, banks of the Ganges, including Baje Kadamtala Ghat, Doi Ghat, Judges Ghat, Ahiritola Ghat, Bagh Bazar Ghat and Ratan Babu Ghat have been decked up for idol immersion. River traffic police have been patrolling the area to avert any accident. Meanwhile, people in the state thronged Taki in North 24 Parganas to watch the Indo-Bangladesh joint immersion program on the Ichhamati River. Besides, Border Security Force and Border Guard Bangladesh have been deployed to maintain law and order situation. In Assam as well, devotees in large numbers reached Puja Pandals to bid emotional farewell to Goddess Durga with a hope to welcome her again next year. In Guwahati city, immersion is underway in the Brahmaputra River. District administrations have issued guidelines to be followed during the immersion. The immersion ritual is the final act of the festival, symbolizing the return of Durga to her celestial abode. It is a moment of both celebration and sorrow for the devotees. The International Dashera Festival is starting today at Kullu in Himachal Pradesh. The week-long celebrations will officially begin with the grand chariot procession of Lord Raghunath this afternoon. As part of the procession, Lord Raghunath, the deity of Kullu, will be brought from his temple in Sultanpur to his temporary camp in Dhalpur ground, where he will remain for the next 7 days. Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla will also take part in the procession. He will inaugurate cultural events as part of the celebrations in the evening. In Kerala, Vidyarambham ceremonies are being held across the state today. Vidyarambham symbolizes a child's first step towards knowledge and learning. Many people also start taking dance and music lessons on this day. Hundreds of tiny tots were initiated into the world of letters at several places across the state as part of Vidyarambham ceremonies this morning. At many places, teachers, authors, scholars, or a senior member of the family led the initiation ceremonies by writing on the child's tongue with a honey-dipped golden ring or making the child write on a rice-filled platter. Sports news now. In table tennis, India's top-ranked pair of Ahika Mukherjee and Sutirtha Mukherjee have scripted history by clinching the first ever medal for the country in women's doubles of Asian Championships 2024 at Astana in Kazakhstan. The Indian pair, ranked 15th in the world, settled for bronze medal after losing to Japanese combination of Miwa Harimoto and Miyu Kihara 0-3 in the semifinals today. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Australia in the Group A match at Sharjah in UAE this evening for a spot in the semi-finals. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Harmanpreet Kaur led Indian side sit second on the points table in Group A with 2 wins from 3 games and need a win against Australia to confirm the semi-final spot. In another Group B match today, England will take on Scotland at Sharjah. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The India Met Department has said that heavy rainfall is likely to continue over south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe and Tamil Nadu during the next 5 days. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in parts of Gujarat today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi to hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, says scheme transformed India's infrastructure, enhanced connectivity and fulfilling vision of Vikasit Bharat. Poland announces plans to temporarily suspend right to apply for asylum to combat irregular migration. In table tennis, Indian pair of Ahika Mukherjee and Sutirth Mukherjee clinches historic bronze medal in women's doubles at Asian Championships in Kazakhstan. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on Australia at Sharjah this evening for a spot in semi-finals. And with that, we end the midday news.